USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats in Congress early Tuesday morning postponed a vote to advance President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan for Monday evening. It was canceled after hours of closed-door talks failed to overcome internal party divisions. The Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the vaccine became the first to receive full approval beyond emergency use authorization. FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, quote, "This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic. The public can be confident that the vaccine meets the FDA's gold standards for safety," end quote. New York Lieutenant Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the state's 57th governor Tuesday, following former Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation after the state attorney general found sexual misconduct by Mr. Cuomo.
"I will fight like for you every single day, like I've always done and always will."
USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Boston College is reporting former National Hockey League player Jimmy Hayes has died at the age of 31. The cause of death was not immediately known. Hayes died Monday at his home in Milton, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. In the late 80s, The Legend of Zelda video game entertained families for hours on end. An unopened Zelda has fetched a whole bunch of money. Tim Berg explains.
A thrift store is making big money off an unopened copy of The Legend of Zelda game. Goodwill auctioning off the prize of an original 1987 game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, which ended up selling for over $411,000. It appears the individual who bought it back then left it in storage for 35 years before donating it to a local Goodwill in Connecticut. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The secret passageways were always the best to find. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me, and the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment, and then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.